Good morning. I'm not quite sure if you can tell me or not.
Yes,
my name is Brooks.
Brooks?
Oh, yes. Rupert Brooks.
Oh, I love you.
Yes.
Yes?
His father and his parents knew this. Father and I. My. You can hold it right there. I do have my number yet, Mom.
Yes.
I think I am there, Mr.
Wilson, yes, you
know.
Oh,
my God. Yes, When you see the body head, well, that's cut yourself to bodies that seem to have no legs. And in a storm, you have to do that. She's in those charge. There's still your mind. I'm so proud of you. You're not so bad. In fact, I think you've told me too much. I realize that you shouldn't have passed because I see that you're saying something like that. Because you feel like this. And yet, if I touch myself, I'm sorry. And yet, if I pinch myself, I can feel it. Why are you doing it? In fact, one of the first things I think, I remember writing was, you know, if you're conscious, so the fact that I no longer your time to get ahead of body in which certain states were identical in the joy that is to the old body and I before. Am I not? Combining with the same sense of value that just reminds me on earth. I pinch my glove and I start to find that it's a feeling thing. And while we came there, I thought this body of mine was peculiar. The issue of bubble and tool up with those who's dead and responded like that by wonder for just why should it? It obviously an old body and it's a different body, not in comparison. It's different customs here as we have others still. If I'm on the earth and is conscious of the earth, it won't go back about two shots and I will actually be female. And I thought, well, if I can't kill myself and I teach myself, why should the person see me? It was obviously still on earth and the only party. And I began to roll out the smart bushes to the body of the consequence. I thought, well, it must be that I'm on some vibrational race or something, which is not common to the earth, and therefore people can't see the work of the noise and irritates me to tell the mother that I saw people making it in me. It was so strange. And what? I'm in the book, it said. I'm looking at myself. Couldn't adjust myself to it. It was like getting by two bad people like men trying to tell them that I was lying as well as not by about me. And it didn't realize I was there. And when I realized that I couldn't be seen even in the water, in the river, I realized then that the reason they couldn't see me was because if my body didn't have a reflection, then he couldn't be solid to them, he couldn't be on the same vibration, he couldn't be the same, it couldn't matter, it obviously the difference. And I had to adjust myself to trap my hand body as well, to allow them to turn to sustain, and yet, obviously, it was not a real body, it was going to be aware. Therefore, I was in the body, I spoke on the turn, to the true body, and I had a rather effective picture. And I was in the back of the single room. Things I dream to in my thoughts and my memory of things past and trying to catch up with things too. So I was trying to do something at the same time and do nothing yet. I was irritating this passage. And then look, messaging was like this, you know, getting more and more happy and vulnerable, fighting to snap flesh under my roof, that's the end of things. But all of a sudden, I was conscious of someone then deserved that. It might just be a finger, the right moves or something. I don't know if it's a danger. And I wish you could go around. It was no reflection. And I didn't know what to do. The moon was starting to just divide this tinkling as I did. I realized now that I heard the voice say, come with me. And I thought, well, how would this play? They were so far from the council, they didn't know they got me at the arm. She died as a voice that came to me, couldn't drive. But I was like, nothing but nothing much else, just close my eyes. And the most thing I knew, as far as the night, was an entirely different place. What appeared to be a vast ability. None of my ancestors and parents were promises for. It was much to the sea, many, many people, and many people have that. And I was sitting in this garden, and I could hear beautiful music, and I said, it's wonderful,
time. I come in the picture of describing to you, and it seemed to, I didn't know, vibrate in such a way that it seemed to carry me. Beyond time, space, it seemed to have a message which I interpreted as being one of peace and gratitude, and yes, not to be undivided or condemned. In other words, I see that for this place of music, wonderful feeling of being at peace, and the consequence that itself is very different and much more calm. Gradually, I began to perceive in the far distance what appeared to be an enormous panorama of changing light. I didn't like to describe it as all kinds of colors, but they were constantly changing. The paler shades was deep hue, and gradually the whole room, the whole building seemed just a fuse to this, and I was wondering how this was achieved. It wasn't as if I was seeing something sent onto a cinematograph screen or something, it was and the whole of the building gradually seemed to be illuminated, changed with this color. And although I could see a lot of writing there, I didn't seem somehow, although I felt one difference, I didn't seem as if I could speak. In fact, I was being disturbed, heavily disturbing my mind, pre-disturbed about my body as to what function it had, and if it was really active light in that body, which it seemed in a certain circle, but I wasn't sure about it. I didn't really know how to go about things. I was so dead, but I managed to speak somehow, and yet I was afraid almost to try to enunciate words. Anyway, I became very conscious of someone. Yeah, James, you can do it. Don't worry. You can do it. Don't worry. And I heard myself saying, what is this place? What is this place? And I was having the joy of what I said. This is the place where you can be brought into new being. Hear the vibration. To make possible for you a new way of life. This is the closing condition. You can understand what it means by training condition. It's something that's hard to tell. It seems powerful in the thing that one can imagine. A closing station, if one can imagine what a closing station should be like, it seems to me like some vast and toil, like an outer hall, for instance, and much vaster, much more beautiful, of course. Where the mysterious start, music going on, illumination. And people, then I suddenly realized that there was a change coming over me. I think almost consciously from the beginning, and the people around me frightened me, because I could feel that they too were changing in some type of way. And yet, I couldn't explain it, even my own brain started. It suddenly seemed as if my whole body was becoming suffused with some charged power, some vitality. And everything seemed to become very much more solidified. I think that pretty good sense to me that it did seem sensible, but the new runs of that the initial had been called up was because of very real. And if I could see people, I could see things, I could see the vastness of the brain and the beauty of it and the colour and everything. But somehow, previously it all seemed so unreal, too wonderful to be true. I could understand it and appreciate it and had a wonderful piece of the cake on it. But right, this seemed to become much more real, much more intense. People seemed to, well, they had been sitting very calm and very still. This seemed now to be kind of elaborated. In other words, it began to be wonderful. And one became conscious of something happening within oneself and within the people around one. And after a very short time, there seemed to be one of the people began to move, get up, to walk about, and to begin to what appears to be speaking, somehow open to the claim without putting some opposition from. And then I was conscious of the fact that they were trying to convey their thoughts in an audible manner. And it seems to me that these various peoples were beginning to become alive. To me, I don't want to suggest in the beginning that they were dead people, they weren't exactly that sort. But I realize now that we were all complete for you. I'm used to see Bobby Walker in the past. He both this place and in the beginning of his work to be shared. How to experience my fully prepared with being in very machine of life and then know how spiritual. Yet tasting become more vital, more vibrant, it is to the European living with life itself. I know all that the government is doing what appears to be feelings. People who are not pleased to be in that way, at least have not been apparent. These things become visible from all different places. The sound world, male, the sound of female, the sound of the beginning. And look over to other religions within the world, or the sound of the game, the sound of the men. Most of these beings seem to be I don't know if he is one second of the people expression of his face. They were not necessarily always simply handsome, that is, from point of view, features and so on, but their faces were illuminated and had great animation, great charm, great dignity too. And I realized, of course, much later afterwards, that these were the people whose job it was to conduct these was an initiation. Like it was back then, to help people. So when you came over, help me for this virtual, rehabilitation to new life, but impossible. I seem to me now, had no particular relation or friend, over that need. Although often I understand there were many relations and friends who gathered there, waited for this sort of service to finish, and then they made themselves learn. But it seems to me that the shock of sudden death means that many people need blood, revitalizing in a spiritual sense. They need, as it were, to be cleansed, as this is great, which is not the whole idea of God. They need to readjust their thinking. And this is a method that is used in certain cases for certain people. It didn't use for everybody in the film. I can't know how it afterwards. But anyway, it was an extraordinary experience, and one which I shall never forget. It was very beautiful, very lovely experience. It was certainly totally tremendous. You are for this. After I had stayed with several people whose task it would emanate to help one another, I was taken to what appeared to be a park. A park then and now that appears to be famous as a park. In this park I saw many people, many types of costumes. And I realized that this place was the outside of this building. And after this initiation service and pretty much ability gathered outside this beautiful park. It was still alive. And one felt then that one body was a reality. I feel like it was quite I realized that my body was then functioning in harmony with my thoughts, in other words, it was a reality to me. I could move about it, walk about it, and run. I didn't sleep, which I didn't. And I remember sitting under a tree and talking to this one particular person who I found out later was my own particular helper. And he explained to me that all that transpired was very essential because the initial issues of my past in particular and my particular nature, my particular outlook, it had been essential to cast myself completely all material physical thoughts pertaining to the war and the terrible condition under which I'd been existing. In other words, I had to see brightness and beauty and the realization of greater things yet to come. I had to completely, as it were, free myself from old thinking, old ideas. And this had helped me tremendously. And I am particularly, if it's possible, here to business continue writing. And so God and Peoria, who's in the investigation, and he began to want to drop the and if you want to lost some on the paper of the bishop, sign this document that you do exactly what you should really try to do. In fact, it's the only way about the progress on this side is to go forward in the manner which you yourself have made possible by your thinking and your action. And in consequence, I realized that I could, if I wanted to, many things which you must have done. But I realized that only I could depict some of these experiences in such a way that I can take them back to Earth. It would be such an interesting thing, it would be such a great show. And I asked if it was possible, that it would be possible, but it wouldn't be possible for some of us to retire. For various reasons, one thing I was still an issue about, still use, I found if I needed to this strange, I wouldn't be able to adjust myself so quickly and so easily to be able to do a thing like that. And then, of course, I thought, if you find someone who could act as an instrument, I didn't even realize then that you have a medium. Although I had this unpleasant experience when I crossed that earth and tried to contact people from not seeing it, I thought somehow there must be a way. I vaguely heard Patricia's mother, and I never had much interest in it. I had no interest really. I thought it was probably not nonsense, but I thought we wanted to kill the world, the earth world, as I wanted in the earth. And how did I buy it? And I was so keen and anxious, even then, the service stage is to do something. And as they inspired, they thought, of course, those people that just come here like that, they want to rush back to their friends and their relations, they want to tell everyone in the world how wonderful it all is, and about it, you know, world, and this and this natural business. And then the need terrible fear that people have in that being about dying, in fact, everything is new. Orderly, valid, and it's just the confusion that man brings with him that creates a different day. It then has a clear picture of things. Before he died, there wouldn't be the confusion that people have, such as you have, for instance, when you help, when you work close to the earth, you help me, when you find people and you realize you're there, you look into the world, you can see your reflection, all these things are really difficult to the state of man's mind from passing. That old idea, the old thoughts, which haunt him, which make him full of fear. Whereas man should be free, and man should realize these things, so this is natural law. But it's not God has created man in the image, and in consequence is indestructible. Only the material physical aspect of life is destructible in itself. But you, the real spirit of man, goes on. Of course, anyone feels like he felt he wanted much back in the old world. But you must remember the old world was in the air, not the centuries and centuries, living in ignorance, building up all kinds of barriers, making all sorts of their religions and superstitions, and in consequence making it impossible. And they had knowledge and experience. Whereas they could have it if they had their minds clearly set on things of spirit and did not debate everything in a terrible sense. Even the highest noblest thoughts, man oftentimes debates it. All this was I realized in the world that I had to know how I want to go about it. You see, the world by the time passed, the time may come when you can't go back, and you can with some service. But I felt a little eager, but I had to realize that I had much to learn, and I would not yet like to move to go back. And here I am now, after, I don't know, probably 40 years, I suppose, talking to you. It all seems so strange. Yes, I'm not thinking. I feel I haven't really thinking
very much different. What sort of clothes do you wear that time?
Well, I find that some clothes I like this. I just speak myself. I like, I don't know, I've described it as something like the ancient Greeks wore. And it's still very comfy, very attractive to look at. The materials are very beautiful.
Very colorful.
Although they're dresses in that way. No one forgets himself. I mean, one likes to feel that one wears with whom one would like to wear, which is true in essence, but the point is that there are certain talents, things which you couldn't possibly wear unless you yourself, by your very nature and your very skills, were impossible. Because you are of known in gentleman and character, but cowardly, but power. You not only see it, only is that we know each other by the illumination of the night and by the devices. So, for instance, external colors, the white aura, You made other colors which you couldn't wear in your dress. Or in your appearance, you won't have those, you know, because it's a certain thing just couldn't be. I mean, if, for instance, you hadn't progressed very far, you wouldn't be able to wear the soft, clear blue, for instance. It wouldn't be in your makeup and nature. You wouldn't have made it possible for yourself to have that color in your emanation. And in consequence, you wouldn't wear it in your wearing apparel. For one thing, you wouldn't be attracted to it because you weren't ready for it to respect. And secondly, it has been impossible. I don't know how to explain why it was impossible. It's something that was somehow automatically that you are what you are.
Yes.
And you cannot be beyond that. Or less than that, in a sense. I mean, you see, we all go forward. We all strive in some shape or form and go accordingly. And in consequence, we are automatically, as we are, very endeavored. And it would be less than natural for one to receive the sheer facade which you yourself would know within yourself, you could see no one. In other words, whereas on earth a man may build up a facade, may build up something by himself which gives a wrong impression to others, people may say, oh, sir, there's an organized person. But actually, the person has to be a little glass of the person. That's the thing you do on your side. You come very sheer. It's one of the first things you realize, as a matter of fact. Quite a shock, I'm sure. Here there's no deceit of any description. Here you are known for what you are. And I only wish to goodness now that you told me that I'd say something much more about you. But I do realize that there must have one can say, or should say, that was even my first attempt at making very contact in this fashion, and constantly to find an extremely difficult word. But no doubt, if I can, I may come back later, I'd do much better.
I don't
like to ask
you
one thing.
When you were writing your birth, when you're on the earth train, did you impress? Have you impressed that anybody who did impress you in your birth?
Oh, yes, thank
you. You have. Who's there?
I realized now that when I was on earth, I was really a self-image sort of meaning. But that doesn't mean that I had not my own ability, of course. I should hate to. I think anyone would hate to feel that they're just an automatic machine showing up stuff from other people.
I had
my own ability naturally. But I realized that I think to all attach myself, and there's no one who are my actual helpers and guides from the side of life. My best friend. But I must come again sometime and talk to you. I'd love to go out and tell you about when it's been wonderful, but I do hope I haven't been
Thank you. Very lovely.
God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Goodbye, Mickey.
Thank you.